From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Heavy fog has prevented search teams from combing through the wreckage of an Iranian plane that crashed Sunday in the southern part of the country. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and 6 crew on board and that they will all have been killed. Rescue helicopters have so far been unable to land at the probable crash site because of heavy fog. Local television reported that emergency workers were instead searching the mountainous area by land.
Russian news reports say a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least 5 people and wounding 5 others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant was killed by police. The mayor of the town said that 2 police officers were among those wounded. The attacker was identified as a 22-year-old man local to the region. His name was not released. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the shooting. Its news agency Amaq reported, but did not provide immediate evidence for its claim. President Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. In a string of tweets over several hours, Trump continued to assail the investigation into his campaign's links to Russia, and he said the Russian hoax was that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. It never did. This is VOA News.